The drama of sports, like the drama of theater, often hinges on a moment, often the last moment. The last swing, a sudden slide, the desperate pass, the shot released just as the clock ticks 0000. Les Krantz has compiled a book that assesses those moments that nourish the lives of sports fans. The book is called Not Till the Fat Lady Sings, The Most Dramatic Sports Finishes of All Time. Les Krantz joins us here in our studios. Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, Scott, it's great to be here.
What are the elements that contribute to an exciting, dramatic finish? Does a championship always have to be on the
line? First of all, when there's something at stake, some kind of championship, and as you said, sometimes the final minute, the final second, or the blink of an eye before the buzzer sounds, and that's the kind of thing that really gets you exciting. And I think another factor is there are so few games like this. I mean, these are the games that you're hoping to see but almost never do.
Let me ask you about some of the moments. The introduction to the book is written by Doug Flutie, who was the subject of one of your moments. And this was one of the most famous passes of all time, 1984.
Three wide receivers out to the right. Flutie flushed. Throws it down. Caught by Boston College! I don't believe it! Oh. It's a touchdown! The Eagles win it!
Unbelievable!
I don't believe it! Doug Flutie has done it.
That's the thing that he's remembered for, maybe even more so than winning the Heisman, is that fabulous pass. There's 2 seconds left on the clock, and he's back almost at the 35-yard line, and of course he heaves that pass, and Thielen was there. He seemed to come out of nowhere, but he was actually there in the end zone. It was very carefully engineered, and it became one of the most famous passes in football history.
How'd you go about ranking them?
This was a poll of sports writers and a few other people, such as Jim McKay, and we cast the ballots. I think it was pretty obvious to most people what the number one would be.
We'll talk about that towards it. We want to build up artificially the suspense. So, one of the moments you have here, it's often referred to as the game that made pro football into a national sport, the 1958 title game between the Baltimore Colts, as they were then, and the New York Giants.
Well, you know, the nickname that it got right away, I think, made a big difference in what people thought of professional football. They began to call it the greatest game ever played. It also was the first NFL game to ever be televised, and the first one that went into overtime. That really, I think, grabbed the attention of the fans and really put professional football on the map.
And there were so many great players in this game. Lenny Moore, the magnificent runner, Gino Marchetti, Frank Gifford. The great Johnny Unitas. It was the first introduction, really, of Johnny Unitas to a national audience. The lead seesawed back and forth, didn't it, for most of the game?
Yeah, it seesawed back and forth, and then with a few final minutes left, it was 17-14. You know, the Colts were trailing.
Just 10 seconds left to go. Morrow will attempt the field goal from the 20-yard line. Five. Here's the boot. It is high. It is good. He makes it. Myra makes it with seconds left to go. Ties the ball game 17-17. How about that?
And then it was up to the Colts. They had a minute 56 left. And I think the thing that made it so suspenseful is Unitas took 13 plays to get that winning touchdown.
13 plays in which he was playing the clock. He would do these pinpoint passes. He would hit a receiver and they would run out of bounds, hit another receiver and they would run out of bounds. Because he was not only trying to score a touchdown to win the game, he was trying to score a touchdown right before the gun fired so that he could score that touchdown before the Giants had a chance to come back.
It's third and 1 yard to go for the championship. Third and one to go for the championship. A pass to Mutchler put the ball on the 1 yard line. Barking out the signals for the Baltimore Colts. Unitas gives to Amici. The Colts are the world champions. Amici scores.
Yeah. We'll also note, among these 50 greatest sports endings, we've got Bill Buckner missing the ground ball that could have meant winning a World Series for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Mazeroski hitting a home run that won a World Series for the Pittsburgh Pirates at the last minute, Don Larsen's perfect game in a World Series for the New York Yankees. We want to ask you what's ranked in this book as the number one finish of all time, that 1951 pennant-winning strike by Bobby Thompson.
Here we are at the bottom of the ninth inning. It was 4-1 before Bobby Thompson came to bat with one out. And the Giants had scored a run, and they made it 4-2 and had runners on second and third. And then Dodgers manager Charlie Dressen brought in Ralph Branca to face Thompson. And after taking the first pitch for a strike, Thompson pulled back, and he took a big cut, and he connected on the first delivery. It was a fastball, high inside, and the ball just smashed down the field, down the left field line, just above the 315-foot sign, and it landed five rows deep in the stand. So the Thompson's home run gave the Giants a 5-4 victory. And by the way, I think one of the things that made that stand out in the minds of everybody was the call that Russ Hodges made, the famous call. It's the Giants win the pennant, the Giants win the pennant.
Back of throws. There's a left back. It's going to be, I believe. The Giants won the pennant. 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 Bobby Thompson hits into the very back of the left field stand. The Giants won the pennant, and they're going crazy.
They're going crazy.
Okay.
Whoa! I think young men of a certain age grow up hearing that played over and over again, and we can all sort of do that imitation. Les, there's one thing I notice you don't take up in your book. As you probably know, a couple of years ago, the Wall Street Journal undertook a major investigative piece, and they developed a pretty persuasive case that Bobby Thompson knew what pitch was coming, that Leo DeRocher and the Giants had been spying on the Dodger catcher and pretty much knew that a fastball was coming.
You know, Scott, I've heard that too. And, you know, there have been a lot of allegations that people are out there with the binoculars and two-way radios and whatever it may be, even if he knew what pitch was coming. You just don't hit a shot like that. So, you know, these moments just live on. We never forget these moments.
Les, nice talking to you.
Thank you very much.
Les Krantz, author of the new book, Not Till the Fat Lady Sings, The Most Dramatic Sports Finishes of All Time. For more on this and other Weekend Edition stories, you can come to our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.